podcast, Planet Boom have released a brand new album, JC Squad. It's got tons of fresh and God-encountering songs, so be sure to check it out now. On today's podcast, we've got none other than Pastor Russell Evans preaching from the title, Let Your Will Be Done. We pray it blesses you.
Matthew chapter 6. Anyone excited about the Bible? The Bible is the number one listened podcast audio in the world. Harry Potter's number two, the Bible's number one. And the most bought book in history is the Bible, and continues to be the number one seller in the world. And so the Bible isn't just a book of stories, it actually has a theme from Genesis to Revelation. And the theme is the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. You know, Jesus, when he was walking the earth, and he came from heaven to earth, when he was walking the earth, he's doing amazing stuff. And his disciples say, yo, Jesus, we really are blown away by what you're doing. This is my paraphrase version of it. You're healing sick people, you're seeing multiplication happen, you're forgiving people, you're loving the unloved, you're telling amazing teaching. What's your key? They didn't ask him really what the key was. They said, teach us to pray, because they knew his key was in his quiet time, or his time with God. So teach us to pray. So Jesus says, I'll teach you to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name is lifted high. You see, the very first thing that we need to understand is, as we lift up Jesus, the Bible says that he draws all men unto himself. And Jesus then reveals the Father. So hallowed be your name. Then he says this amazing thing, Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done. Everyone say, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done. If you're talking about a kingdom, you need a king, right? If you, it's called a kingdom, king's dominion, you need a king. Now, our king is Jesus. Jesus is, the Bible says, is the King of Kings and is the Lord of Lords. In other words, he's number one. He's the greatest. He's the most powerful. He's the only one who defeated death and hell. He's the one who's victorious, and he is the King of the Kingdom. And so, see, Jesus is the King, and he demonstrated to us how the citizens of the kingdom live and what access they have. He came as a man to show us how that we as human beings could access this kingdom and have and to outwork this kingdom. He operated as a man to show you and I how we could live our lives. That's a pretty cool thing. Most kings sit in their throne and say, yo, do this, do that. A real king will serve his people. A king, a real leader, will show how to grow and develop and to rule and to reign. And this is the king we have. Aren't you happy that we have King Jesus in our life? Now, the kingdom of God is the visible manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over all areas of our lives. The visible manifestation, the kingdom of God is a visible manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over all areas of our life. The kingdom then is a rule or authority of God. So when God, when Jesus is praying, saying, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, he's saying, let the rule and the authority of heaven come on earth. That's pretty cool. See, a kingdom has four people in it, or four things in it. It has a ruler, has those who are ruled, it has a realm, and it has guidelines. And so this is the kingdom of God we are talking about when Jesus says, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So in other words, the kingdom of heaven, God's plan was to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Now, if the kingdom of heaven wants to come to earth, we need to know what heaven's like. Because how can you ask for the kingdom of heaven to come to earth if you don't know what heaven is like? So let's look at what heaven is like for a moment. Heaven has no lack. Wouldn't it be awesome to see this earth have no lack, people living a life of blessing and abundance and provision? See, God's plan is not for people to live a life with nothing. His plan is to bring change and help and to see people not live with lack. What is heaven like? There's health in heaven. What is heaven like? There's joy in heaven. What is heaven like? There's freedom in heaven. What is heaven like? There's worship in heaven. What is heaven like? There's love in heaven. What is heaven like? There's peace in heaven. So this kingdom of heaven, which has no lack, which has health, which has unity, which has joy, which has peace, which has love, which has... God wants to bring to earth. So, few points. We are a part of God's kingdom. Watch this. Philippians 3:20 says, "But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we eagerly wait for Him to return as our Savior." Now, I love being a citizen of Australia. I love Australia. Australia is an amazing country. It is the best country in the world. Welcome to the best country in the world. If you've come from another country, I have too. Papua New Guinea, I was born. I'd much rather live, if you're watching from Papua New Guinea, I love Papua New Guinea, one talk, but I'm so glad I live in Australia. You know, I love this nation. I love France, but I couldn't live in France because France is France. I like France. I love England, but I couldn't live in England because England's England. I love Australia. I'd never live in America. You'd have to drag me to America. No, not really. I love America. I was going to say God save the Queen. No, actually, that's England. I love South America. I think South America, there are some salsa dancers in the house. And I love the Pacific Islands. I love New Zealand. Yeah, bro. I love Asia. I love Malaysia. What la? I love Singapore. I love Africa. Kenya, South Africa. I love Geneva. Most of the time, I love Hawaii. Yes, I love Hawaii. But that's not a nation. That's a state. I love all these things. I love the nations. But I love, most important of all, that I'm a citizen of heaven. That means, as a citizen of heaven, I have the access of heaven as a citizen. So as an Australian, I have rights. I have legal things that back me up. I have all that. But if I'm a citizen of heaven, that means there's no limit on me. If I'm a citizen of heaven, that means I live in freedom. If I'm a citizen of heaven, I love that. And the good thing about God is He brings all nations together to make us citizens together. So there's no Greek or Jew, there's no Gentile or Jew. It's all of us are one under the one kingdom, the kingdom of God. Watch this. Number two, this okay. This kingdom that we're a part of is an advancing kingdom. It's moving forward. It's not living in the past. It's living in the forward. You know, 2020, there's so many great things that actually happened in 2020, but there's so many rubbish things as well. In 2019, it was a great year. 2018, there are great things that happened. But here's the deal. God never designed you to drive with a rear vision mirror view of your life. You know, when you hop in a car, you have two glass components in front of you. You have a windscreen and you have a rear vision mirror, both made of glass. One is small, one is big. The reason why one is small is because you weren't designed to drive a car. It created a small thing just to get a small snapshot of the past, get what's behind you, get a small snapshot. You see, we look at 2020, we just get a small snapshot of it, but we don't live in 2020. We go to 2019, it might be a good thing that happened in 2019, but but it's a small snapshot because 2019 has gone, 2020 has gone, and so we're not called to live in the rear vision mirror. That means if something happened to you in the past, you say, okay, I recognize it, but my future is the windscreen. My future is forward. My future, you see, we got to have the view of where we're going, not where we've been. We honor the past, but we focus on the future. You got it. This kingdom that we're a part of, come on, somebody. This kingdom that we're a part of is forward moving. If you drove looking in the rear vision mirror, there would be accident after accident after accident. And that's why so many people who live in the past always are facing the same problems all the time. This kingdom that we're a part of, the kingdom of God, is an advancing kingdom. It is not a kingdom that's put off by fear. It is not a kingdom that's put off by intimidation. It is not a kingdom that's put off by what you see in the natural. This kingdom has a heavenly view. This kingdom, that's why Jesus says, let your kingdom come on earth, on earth. God wants his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That doesn't mean if you're a Christian, you don't go through rubbish and challenges. We all do. We all go through challenges. We all go through hard times. We all go through disappointment, but we can't live on the rear vision mirror of disappointment, of fear, of intimidation, of things that have happened in our life. Yes, we acknowledge it. Yes, we see it. We don't ignore it, but we make our focus the future, and we make our focus, well, 2020 was a hard year, but 2021, oh my goodness, I'm believing for so much more. I'm believing for greater. I'm believing. It's an advancing kingdom. Watch this. It's a kingdom that's open to everyone. Everyone is invited to this kingdom, and they come through Jesus. He's saying, come on, everyone. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're from this country or that country, whether you're educated, uneducated, whatever, wherever you're from, this kingdom is for everyone, and we come through Jesus. Watch this. Let's keep going. Is this okay? This kingdom that we're a part of is accessed through faith and courage. It's accessed through faith. You know, going forward is a courageous step. People could just stay in their home and watch TV and do all that, but courage is the thing that marks people of greatness. And this kingdom is a kingdom that is needing some courage and faith to step into, because you will never access the promised land by going over the other side of the Jordan. You have to cross over the Jordan to get to Jericho. You've got to have some faith and courage to march around a city that never has been taken. The walls are impenetrable, but it takes faith and courage. Let me challenge you and encourage you. You are people of faith. You are people of courage. Watch this, Romans 5:2. Because of our faith, God has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we are confidently, joyfully looking forward to sharing God's glory. This is the kingdom that we have. You know, Joshua was about to take the promised land, and Joshua 1 says, verse 3, I promise you what I promised Moses, wherever your foot steps or you set your foot will be on the land I have given you. Then verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to them. So it's when you move, you take action, you step out in faith. I feel like I'm doing lunges back at the gym. Good form, Patrick, good form. Keep the chest up. But if I don't do any lunges, I don't get better. And it takes action to get better. It takes action to grow. It takes action to do stuff. It takes action. We need a people that don't shrink back, but we need a people that step out, that step out, that step out, that step out, and have faith and courage. Whew, I'm sweating. You know, God came to bring a demonstrate heaven on earth. Jesus showed us how to forgive a Judas in our life. Think about Judas. Jesus taught us to believe in people who still fall asleep when they should be praying with you. Jesus taught us how to take a little bit and see it multiply. Every week when we come and we sow of our time, our finances, our resources, we're giving our little bit to God and we're saying, God, you multiply, and multitudes are being impacted as we're like the boy with a little lunch who fed multitudes. That's what you do every week. He taught us how to deal with unforgiveness. He taught us how to deal with disappointment. He taught us how to conquer. He taught us how to speak to mountains. He taught us how to live a life that's victorious. He taught us. He came to bring and demonstrate heaven on earth. Now, it says, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. The will of God. What is the will of God for His kingdom to come in our life? See, the will of God is attached to the inheritance He's giving His children. Watch this. My dad will die one day. He will die and He will give me an inheritance which is attached to His will. See, we think will is permission sometimes. Well, what do you want? I need your, is that your will? Yes, but the will's attached to what He died for. It's an inheritance. A will, the will of God, is attached to you and I living in the will of God to receive what He's done for us. So when I don't live in the will of God, I don't receive the will of God. When I live in the will of God, I receive the will of God, the inheritance of God. So I know that when my dad dies, unless there's some sneaky deal done behind my back, by somebody, I don't know who that would be, but if there was some sneaky deal done, I know that when he dies, I'm going to get all his resource. Well, not I, me and my brother will. We'll get all his resource. I know what's in the will. I know what's been written. I know what I'm going to get. I've worked out what I could do with that. And I'm praying that he would stay a lot longer on earth because I love my father. But one day he will go and I'll get the will. What is a will? The dictionary puts a will like this. The dictionary says, a legal declaration of a person's wishes regarding the disposal of his or her property or estate after death, especially a written legal executed by which a person makes the disposition of his or her estate to take effect after death. After Jesus' death, dying on the cross, He executed a will for us. He executed a desire and a purpose for us. You see, you were created with purpose in mind. God put design on you. He put a way of you that only you have. His will. You see, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your anointing is all attached with His will. See, I say this in my book, which I stole from someone else, but 1% of us is unique. 99% of us is the same in our DNA. 99% of us are made up of the same DNA. Sometimes we focus on the 1%, but I actually think 99 says a big statement that it's together that we make a difference, but we've got to find our 1% uniqueness to add to the 100, make it 100%, not 99%. So what's our 1% uniqueness? Our eye print, our tongue print, and our fingerprint. See, God gives each person a unique vision, a unique declaration, and a unique touch. Because in that unique vision and in that unique declaration and unique touch is purpose connected to His will. And when you discover what your unique vision is, unique declaration is, and your unique touch is, you start operating in the purpose He created you to. So our life is surrender to His will and say, oh, that's what you wrote. You want to bless me. You want to use me. You want to do stuff with me. You want to help me to help other people. You want me to see breakthrough. Okay, I'm going to access your will. But if I don't go and access it, I never receive it. You can have it all written down. You can have it all paid for. My dad could have all the houses paid for. He could have all the things paid for. And it'd be in writing and it'll be there available for me. But until I turn up to that solicitor's office and say, yo, baby, that's mine. I want that. That's made for me. I'm from his DNA. I'm from his seed. So that is what's rightfully mine. You know, the moment you get born again, you are of the DNA of your dad. You are of the seed of your dad. And now whatever he has made, whatever he has created, heaven he has created, let heaven come to earth. He says, hey, you just got to access it. You got to knock on the door. You got to say, that's mine. Oh, I'm sweating up here. It's better than a workout. Watch this. The will of God contains the instructions of how to access our inheritance. So when I open up a will, there's instructions. You do this and do this and this will happen and this will happen. Same with the will of God. He gives us instructions how to access it. Here's an instruction. Come into his courts with praise. That's an instruction to access the will of God, which is when I praise him, he inhabits the praises of his people. So he gives us instructions how to access it. If I sow, I will reap. The will of God contains the instructions of how to access inheritance. Watch this. In the Message version, it says this. Message version. Ephesians 1:11. It is in Christ we find out who we are and what we are living for. It's not in my education. It's not in my knowledge. It's not in my money. It's not in my ability. It's in Christ that we find out who we are. We are made in the image of God. So we find out, let's put that scripture up again. We find who we are and what we are living for. Purpose, will. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us and has designed us for what? Glorious living. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is releasing the manifest glory of God on earth in every area. How do we access that? We access it because he has made a will for us. As we come into agreement with the will of God, not my will, but your will be done. Then Jesus dies, saves us from sin. We're all here because Jesus came in alignment with the will of the Father. His will and testimony of what he wanted to do. So, this year, let this be a prayer. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in Melbourne as it is in heaven, in Sunbury as it is in heaven, in South Bank as it is in heaven, in Port Melbourne as it is in heaven, in Melbourne CBD as it is in heaven, in the southeast as it is in heaven, in Pakenham as it is in heaven, in northeast as it is in heaven, in Geelong as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. He's written his will. He's just looking for people to come into agreement. Let your will be done.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.